All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go ahead and get started with another session of Idle on Tool. Going to go ahead and start off just by mentioning that for the sake of wanting to get everybody some cool shit they can do by the finale, I'm having everybody gain a level between each session, so everybody's level 3 now. What move did everyone take, Crystal?
Let me pull up my character sheets. The move that I took was Burning for You. When anyone plays a card, you may transmute a piece of your soul into raw energy to fuel a greater success. Use the polarity and forecast of the world instead of the card that was played. Then describe what you gave up to make that happen. An important memory, a skill you possess, a significant aspect of your personality, etc. Additionally, describe how your Eidolon's appearance changes to reflect this. You may only use this move once per session.
All right, and Ty.
All right, for affinity with the Beast playbook, I've picked up Apex. Apex allows you to pick up an additional...
Animal quality.
And the animal quality that I took was Ferocity. When scrapping, treat any negative card you play as though it has a neutral polarity.
All right, Beast playlist is definitely a fucking crazy thing we could do one of these days. I don't know what it would entail, but it's a hell of an idea.
The Sounds of Wild Animals playlist.
Yeah. Damn, the fucking ostrich goes hard. I completely blanked on just like trying to name an animal.
Any animal. They got emus on this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just I got that jump scare of that guy screaming name a woman, but it's the entire animal kingdom. Molly, what did you take?
I took Overdrive. You can push yourself or use Don't Stop Believing by advancing your damage track instead of taking the Phantom Clock.
All right, fantastic. And I'm going to go ahead and ask, is there anything that any of your characters have done to sort of prepare themselves or adjust their car for this next round of combat?
Devlin hasn't changed anything about his car, but he is going to go talk to Demia if you have a moment. Demia, of course.
Sure.
Hey, I was just roaming around, and there was this guy, and he was selling snake oil, and I thought that might be a great way to help you out. I don't know if it's oil from or for snakes, but it's probably good, right?
Devlin, can you walk me through why you think that would help me out?
Because your car's made of snakes.
Okay, so you think
it's oil
that because
for your snakes.
What would the oil do to my snakes?
Make them go I don't know. Make them go. It's called snake oil.
What do you think oil does? It makes things slick, right?
It's like, yeah, lubrication, you know.
Okay.
And you don't have any wheels on your car.
So what?
So I thought it might help you go sliding around in the arena.
Devlin, I appreciate the thought, okay? I'm sorry, but I don't need the snake oil.
Okay, well, that's fine. More for me, I guess.
Wait, what are you doing with the snake oil?
I'll figure it out later. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right, so are y'all going to head into the arena for this next round?
Yeah.
Okay. As the three of you drive your newly refreshed and repaired and, I guess, re-snaked vehicles... into the arena and take your position across from two other teams. There's only three teams in this round, including yourselves. You see that the big tank that has been filling with the mysterious green substance has been partially emptied. As you can see, the various hooded figures in the stands, they have little counters in front of them, and on top of them are little bowls that are now filled with some of the green substance. And now that you can see it, it's sort of a green jello-looking kind of thing.
It's pretty goopy.
Yeah, it's very, very goopy, and they're kind of just they're kind of medieval timesing it. They're kind of going at it with their fingers.
Oh, are they okay. eating it?
Okay. Yeah, they're eating the shit. And you can hear H once again come across on the speakers. Rejoice, my friends, for the green jelly is flowing once more, and soon our carnage will continue. Who is ready for round two? And the crowd goes nuts. There's a lot of clapping and hooting and hollering and weird animal noises as well. You're not sure if there's like some animals hiding in the stands or if that's just the people doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. And he goes, contestants to your starting lines. Give us a good show and be sure to have fun out there. And go!
Vroom, vroom.
And let's see, do any of you do anything like right out of the start?
So when we're set up here, is it possible to see the other competitors before the round starts? Can we get an eye on them? Or is it like the gates open and that's the first time you see everybody?
The gates open and that's the first time you see everybody. And also just the lighting is not the best on the edges of the arena. Kind of for mood lighting and also to make the figures in the stands more dark and mysterious.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
I investigate?
You absolutely
can. Try and figure out who the most dangerous, I guess, you know, get a sense of the situation.
Yeah, what's your gen?
I have two.
Two, okay.
Let's One see more we... than you'd think.
Yeah. Let's see, we got the Sun and the Hierophant.
I think that works for me, because the Hierophant, I believe, is you discover something. I would like to ask, what poses the biggest threat?
Okay, what poses the biggest
threat?
Wait,
and I will use the Hierophant for that.
Okay, and that is a neutral answer, so...
Yeah.
Probably the monster truck, I would say.
Oh, fuck, he's got a bigger truck than me.
Yeah, he's got a bigger truck than you, and he's, That's, So, yeah, you are getting the information you wanted, but the reason you're getting the information you wanted is because he is, barreling straight toward you.
Oh, man. Okay. Then I would like to use, was it the Sun? What weaknesses can I exploit?
I will say that it does seem, based on the fact that he just went straight at one of his opponents right out of the gate, this guy is not a very strategically minded driver. He just uses the fact that he has a big old fucking truck to just go straight at things. So if you want to try to outsmart him or outmaneuver him, that would probably work better than the direct approach.
Okay, yeah, sure. You two, if you would like to do something, by all means.
I think Felicia's gonna try and scrap with the monster truck. I think she's gonna fucking... I'm not scared of your ass! I'm just like, no plan, racing towards the monster truck.
Okay.
I don't know if this will be a ferocious scrap or what this is. I'm trying to think how
okay.
I want to do play
what,
this part.
What form is your car in right now? Because I seem to remember you doing weird animal bullshit with it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I can have it take the form of anybody or anybody. Oh jeez, any animal in my hard drive. I think it's gonna take on rhino features. It's gonna take
okay.
on. It's going to take on rhino features, and, you know, I hate to evoke the name we shall not of Andrew Hussey here, but it's got, like, fucking humanimals-ass rhinos on the side of it.
God.
There's some fucking
like
buff...
Like rhino centaurs, kind of?
Yeah, buff rhinos in a way that isn't explicitly sexual, but feels sexual, and, like this is someone's thing.
You are playing Felicia for affinity.
I like that you heard me tell Molly the key to beating this guy is to outsmart or outmaneuver him rather than take him head on, and you just said fuck that.
Yeah,
actually, I'm just gonna do this. So you, let's see, what's your power is 3. Let's see, we got the moon, we got strength, and we got the chariot.
Okay, are any of those positive?
The strength.
Strength is.
You triumph through force.
Strength, yeah. I think I want to chicken him out. I want to make him fucking dodge, because I don't know if you know my move here, but... Okay, Dominion. So I'm trying to go for Dominion here. I want him to fucking pull away like a little fucking bitch. I want him to be like, oh god, fuck, and turn away. And then the crowd to go, oh shit.
Okay, yeah, no, you absolutely fucking scared this guy. And you've got him, like, off kilter. This is absolutely breaking what would normally be his game plan. And I'm gonna say, let's see, I'm assuming this was probably meant to be a scrap, so how does him running from you damage him? I'm just going to say this psychologically wounds him. Because, like, he came into this car fight with a monster truck. He was not expecting anyone to ever fucking just come right at him and call his bluff. So he is like, limping away with, like, his... metaphorically, he's in a truck, but, like, limping away with his tail between his legs right now. You have absolutely mentally dominated this man.
Do you see what you get when you step into the jungle?
let's see. Damia. You... What? Is there anything you do right out of the gate before you see an opponent, or should I just throw somebody at you?
I haven't gotten
to
my car yet.
Oh, I see.
I thought that Felicia would help me again this time.
Oh no, I'm working the crowd. So, I'm out there.
So what do you do?
I think I'm just like unprotected, quivering outside of my car in the middle of this demolition derby.
Wow, that's not good. So, you know how, what's the best way to describe it? What's that Mega Man robot what throws buzzsaws at people?
Cut Man?
I mean, Cut Man has scissors. I'm trying to think specifically like buzzsaws.
Buzz Lightman?
Maybe that's what Cut Man does when Mega Man takes his shit. Anyway, there's a buzzsaw flying toward you, Damian. You should probably maybe do something about that.
Okay, well, when the buzzsaw flies towards my unprotected body, I'm filled with mortal terror, which will allow me to run away from it very fast in straight line Prometheus style.
Okay,
Watch out for that Destructo disc. It's coming right for you. Ah!
So the problem with that plan is that since you haven't actually gotten in your vehicle, I assume you're still in like the starting gate area.
Yeah.
So you can run from that saw. You're not going to get very far before you hit like the back of the starting gate.
I'm sure I can run fast enough with my fear that I can like run up the wall and go the other way.
Okay, so you're going to like... You're gonna run up the wall and, like, I guess backflip over this thing?
I guess so, yeah.
The plan. Okay. I'm gonna call that an Ellie draw. That seems like the kind of thing I should make you draw for.
Yeah.
Alright, so we've got the Fool and Death.
I think I'm the Fool right now.
So, good news, you do successfully dodge this saw. You do, like, run up the wall. You do a matrix ass, like, just run up the wall and then backflip over it. It looks cool as shit. Bad news, you land on top of, like, the snake car.
I don't like that. But I guess, do I land, like, in the snake car, like, behind the wheel?
I'm gonna say on. You land on the... okay, the specific mechanics of the snake car elude me, but you're, like, on the roof?
Can you pass through the roof of the snake car?
Can you sink through the snakes? Like, how does this work?
I think if the game master allows it, yeah, the snakes will be able to, like, move around to let me in into the driver's seat.
Okay. The thing is, I do want there to be, like, a downside here, because that was a neutral card.
So okay, I could just, like, land on top of it, then, and not really, like, in it.
Okay, yeah. So you're still gonna need to, like, wriggle... You're gonna need to, like, work up the courage to, like, wriggle your way in through the snakes or something.
Oh, I can operate it from the top.
Okay. Yeah. You're just you're on top of this snake mobile.
Because I mentioned before, there's no machinery in this. It's just a bunch of snakes tied together, and the propulsive mechanism is the way that my Eidolon transforms fear into speed. So the advantage of being in the driver's seat proper is that I can't get out, so I've maximized my fear and therefore maximized my speed. If I'm on top, I can still operate it, but A, I won't be able to go quite as fast because I'll be able to get out, and B, I might get really scared and just jump off.
Okay, because see, I thought the disadvantage would have been the fact that you're like exposed, but...
Yes, I'm also exposed.
That also works. Okay, so that's where you're at. Devlin.
Okay, let's see. Since Felicia has already decided that she is handling the giant monster truck situation. I guess I'm gonna roam out and see who else has entered the arena.
Okay. Devlin, I'm gonna go ahead and fulfill this dark portent from
I hate it when the dark portent is fulfilled.
Last time, I have this note here that just says Devlin dry.
Oh no!
You start feeling just real hot, like just real hot. It's not your usual wrestler sweat hot. It's a dry heat.
No,
it's a dry heat.
It's
like your entire world, your universe, your entire being is like right under one of those hand dryers in a public restroom.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's bad time. You're not feeling good. And coming up toward you is a boat.
A boat?
It's a boat.
Okay. Is the boat on wheels?
No. The boat seems to have, it seems to be creating its own water underneath it that's letting it go in a thin layer.
Oh, fuck.
It's just coming towards you, and it is making you so dry, and you are not having a good time right now.
The boat is making me dry?
It seems that way. It's also, got a cannon coming out from the front of it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, so you, what do you do?
I would like to drive at the boat. Is the cannon like on the front? I'm imagining this is like a comically large Mario-sized cannon just coming off the front of the boat or something.
Yeah, this is a Popeye the Sailor Man-ass cannon.
Yeah, okay. I want to take the bottle of snake oil that I have. And I want to stuff it in the end of the cannon as I drive by. And hopefully just make it work less good.
Okay, I'm going to make this an Ellie draw to try and get to the cannon before it can fire?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I have one Ellie.
Okay. The magician.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, dude.
Yeah. This thing, so you see like a cartoon-ass fuse light at the back of the cannon, and you just fucking... Sonic Adventure 2S slam dunk the snake oil into the fucking cannon, into the end, and it like backfires and launches the boat like in reverse, and it kind of spins out a bit, which is really weird looking because it is a boat running around on dirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, you send it on some weird cartoon physics shit for a bit, and you have temporarily incapacitated that driver, I would say.
Okay. Can I, while I drive by, I want to lean out of the door of my car and try and catch some of the water coming off the boat on my face.
You know what? You got the magician, so I'm gonna say yeah, you have temporarily re-moistened yourself.
Thank God.
Just a bit. Felicia. So you have intimidated this monster truck guy. So he's gonna regroup. And you are going to see it. So this monster truck kind of like gets a weird aura about it. It kind of. You ever see in like a video game how like another character will have like a highlight around it? Like someone's like traced the outside of it in a color. This truck kind of does that, and it's like kind of purple. It gets kind of purpley, and then it gets bigger.
Oh shit!
It gets probably twice as big as it was, and is now significantly larger than your fucking rhino mobile.
Fuck.
And it comes hurtling towards you again. What do you do?
I don't know if this is a scrap, but I would like to. I would like to fucking jump on the fucking hood of this thing. I would like to use my animal abilities. I don't know which one that would be, but what's a good jumping animal? What's a good jumping animal?
Ty. Ty, look at me. Look at my soul.
Oh, what are they gonna say?
Think about everything you know about me. Everything I am, my whole being. What is a good jumping animal?
Hunting it. I don't know. Okay, so I'm a bunny. I'll be a bunny. I do a fucking sick somersault and land on the fucking hood of this thing. Would that be a fucking elegance or scrap? Can I make it a scrap?
I'm gonna say. Are you trying to like land and do damage, or just land to gain a positional advantage?
I don't know. I need to not think by stats and just think by what feels good in my heart. I kind of want to fucking just keep up the fucking... I'm not scared of you. You're fucking bigger now.
Okay, so this is...
Rabbits aren't scared of fucking bigger animals. We deal with bigger animals all the fucking time.
So is this like... Are you trying to like intimidate him? Is this like a threat?
I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to land on top of the roof. I'm going to fucking tell him, get out of my fucking car. And then the snake in the glove compartment is going to bite him. Snake in the vent.
Okay.
Is that not a master plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a master plan.
Let's go.
And it involves the snake vent, so that's a plus one.
Yeah, so I think that is too genius.
Here we go.
Okay. You have the world and the hermit.
Hell fucking yes, the world. I'm stealing this guy's monster truck. And I'm biting him. The fucking snake pops out and fucking bites him in the dick.
Yeah. Yeah, what's... You know what, Felicia? Felicia, you hop... Your car, like, hops on top of the monster truck. And for a second there, you look him, like... in the eyes, you see the whites of the driver's eyes, and just for a moment there, like time freeze frames, everything goes like sepia-tone, and you hear not the actual announcer in universe, but like the narrative, like has like an announcer pop up and says, "What's the weakest point of a monster truck?" And the snake like just pops out, bashes through the windshield, and just goes straight for this guy's dong, and. He screams, and the fucking monster truck just tumbles and explodes just from him getting bit in the dick that bad. God, I love the content warnings we have to use on the show. So yeah, that guy's been eliminated, and you hear H come over the screen and say, "The grudge has been eliminated."
Flames behind me. I'm just cackling to the skies. I am loving it.
Wow. Okay. Damia, what do you do?
Oh, I think I want to be proactive, right? Because if I'm proactive, that'll make me a little less scared. But oh, do I want to be less scared? I think I want to be more scared. But so I think I should kill somebody. So I think I should like. I think I should, like, I should use my snakes to, like, kill a human being.
Okay. Well, let me think. I'm going to go ahead and have a logging truck starts pulling up towards you. And a couple more buzzsaws, like, manifest to either side of it. And come flying at you like a pair of frisbees. So you've now got a visual on the guy attacking you, but also, like, these things are coming towards you again, and you were just sort of exposed on top of this wriggling snake mass. So what do you do?
Okay, I think I want to very courageously grab one of the snakes and like stretch its jaw open so it can eat the buzzsaw and become a snake type buzzsaw, so then I can throw it back at the car. You know, like a cartoon, like some kind of animated Merry Melody.
Like you
or
ate the you ate a cheese wedge and now you're triangle shaped.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an established power that you have?
What is your Eidolon again? The alchemist.
My Eidolon
is there
transform...
some part of the character sheet I missed?
Well. Well, okay, my Eidolon can transform fear into speed, right? So you know what? I bet that snake's real scared about eating a buzzsaw. But then I can turn that fear into like speed to make its like molecules vibrate so fast that they're like immune to being cut by a buzzsaw.
Okay.
I'm going to make you draw for this.
Okay.
I don't know what the draw should be.
That sounds like a bizarre to me.
That sounds like Biz, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with Biz. Okay. We've got the lovers, the empress, and the emperor.
Ooh. I think it's got to be the lovers and face of two paths.
Okay. So you may have forgotten this, but I did say that there were two buzzsaws coming toward you.
That's true, yeah.
So I'm gonna give you the option to either successfully turn one of the snakes into the buzzsaw at the expense of having the other hit your snake mobile, or I guess just... Or just try and dodge the saws and not take the hit, but the saws are still a looming threat.
Okay, so I get to do what I want to do, and some of my snakes get to get killed. That's a win-win for me. I'm going to choose that path.
Okay. I am going to count that as taking damage, though.
Okay.
Just to be clear. Oh, also, hey, you all should be healed. You should be fresh, Molly and Ty.
Oh.
My bad.
Because, yeah, we did the
downtime. Yeah, we did the downtime. No, you're right.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, no, Crystal should be winded. Because I'm going to say, it took a lot out of you to transmogrify a snake into a buzzsaw. I'm going to say that took a lot of effort. That's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
My blood pressure is crazy right now.
So, yeah, you now have this... You have this snake saw. You have this cartoon-ass Sonic the Hedgehog snake, I guess. What do you do with it?
I'm going to swing it around by the tail and throw it at the logging truck.
Okay. Are you trying to hit any particular part of it?
I want to hit its wheels. Its wheels.
I'm going to call that a snipe. Let's see, we have Justice and the Devil.
I want the situation to become more fair.
Okay, hold on, let me double check exactly how a neutral on a snipe works.
I don't know if there's specific guidance for that, I think you just, you know.
Okay, yeah, you reveal a critical weakness of your own.
Okay, yes, there is.
You're going to hit one of this driver's wheels... And he's gonna be all, like, he's not gonna be able to drive as good anymore in this logging truck. He's not completely immobilized, but he's definitely gonna be easier to, like, hit as a target. But also, he did see you transmogrify that snake and can see that you are standing on top of the snake pile and now knows exactly where to aim for his next attack. Let's go ahead and rotate back around to Devlin real quick.
Yeah.
Last thing that happened with you, I think...
I knocked out that boat. It sounded like it was temporarily incapacitated,
right.
But not permanently
okay.
dealt with.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so the boat is temporarily out of the way. Devlin?
Yeah?
Some boulders come flying toward you.
Some boulders?
Boulders. What do you do?
Where are they coming from?
You want to give me a investigate?
I suppose I could. Yeah, I have two.
Sure. All right. We have the Hanged Man and Temperance.
Temperance. Okay, then how about for the Hanged Man? What complications should I be wary of?
Okay. What complications should you be wary of? What complication is there beyond the obvious? Because this dude is just throwing rocks at you.
Yeah.
Maybe the rocks have something inside them. Like snakes.
I don't want just everything to be snakes, is the thing.
Okay, what if instead of a snake, it's a python? Or a cobra?
Or maybe it could be like locusts?
Yeah!
Okay, here's the complication. The boulders are shooting out at you from the back of a cement truck. Okay. And that means if you go after this driver, they're actually going to be able to attack you while fleeing from you.
Right.
Which means, so unlike basically everyone else you've had to deal with so far, they're not going to try to ram you. They're going to try to keep distance.
Right. Okay. Smart. Temperance. You know, since I haven't asked yet, what's hidden here?
What's hidden here? Okay. Okay, this is not a question to Devlin. This is a question to Molly. Are you okay with me having the thing Devlin notices have nothing to do with this driver?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah.
Devlin, as you are making note of your surroundings and kind of just trying to figure out what's going on around you, you see Felicia basically completely snake dick destroy the monster truck guy. And you notice the tank with, like, the green goo that's been filling up and people have been eating it.
Yeah.
Fills up a little when he dies.
Okay. Okay. Soylent Green is people. Got it.
Kind of.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a little more than that. It seems to be... I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. It's more that... He dies, and instead of it filling immediately, the crowd goes wild, and then it fills.
I see. Okay.
So it seems like it might be more of a pink slop from Ghostbusters 2 situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sure. Then, in that case, I know what I want to do with this boulder.
Sure.
How to do this? So if I... How far away is the concrete truck guy?
I'd say about a football field.
Okay, so not too bad for a car, at least. I don't want... I want to liquefy the boulder. I want to punch the boulder, as many people do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn it... And you know what happens when you liquefy rock? Is it becomes lava.
It sure do.
So I would like to create a hazard in this arena, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay, so, alright. Now, you're not even, like, not necessarily, like, launching at him. You are just making lava pits in this arena now.
Yeah, because I'll probably catch somebody.
Okay. I'm gonna call that a biz draw to, like, transmogrify these rocks.
Okay, yeah.
They're not transmogrifying.
This is obliterating my enemies by liquefying them.
Okay. You're right. So this is probably be a scrap then.
I'm happy with a scrap, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I generally wouldn't think of a boulder as my enemy. It's more of an inanimate object most of the time, but yeah, I think this is...
At this moment in time, that boulder is my fucking enemy.
Yeah, you are diametrically opposed to this boulder. So I'm gonna... Let's see. Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Judgment. And the High Priestess.
I think I'm good with taking the High Priestess here.
Okay, and that is the supernatural moves through you, I believe?
Yes.
Okay. All right, yeah, there are just randomly pools of lava in this arena now. And yeah, I'll chalk that up to just a neutral result all on its own, because, like, I mean, listen, Devlin's making the lava, but he's just as susceptible to it as anybody else.
Right, of course.
All right, Felicia... Felicia, you just suddenly start feeling really tired.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
What do you do?
Oh.
I know that the only way, to fight my own tired and sluggishness and whatever has affected me is to feed off the crowd. I am, of all things, a performer.
Uh-huh.
And I think even a little tired, I'm going to try and use the fact that... So my move, I did just what I needed. When you satisfy instinctive desire, you gain the following abilities, etc., etc. Dominion, take +1 ongoing to dazzling or threatening for the rest of the session.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna dazzle the crowd and be like, listen, you sick freaks, you love this shit, right? You love this shit! I really want to play it to the crowd and see if I can maybe use their... get them amped up to get me amped up and keep my blood going.
Okay. All right. What move should I call that? Okay, well, I guess that's a glam. That's definitely just a glam.
Yeah. A +1 dazzle is what I'm going for.
Okay, so yes, you got a glam of 2. That is the star and the tower.
Oh, man, the tower would be good right now. No, I'm taking the star.
Okay. All right, yeah, you do... I'm going to say you do fight off this tiredness. It's more that you power through it, because something is still draining you, but you are powering through it because the crowd, the people, they love you. They love your horse shit. So now that you're feeling energized, what do you do?
I, of course, am the queen of the ring, and as all queens, I demand tribute! My car explodes into bees, and I want the bees to start eating their gel. I want to start eating the gel they're eating. My car turns to bees, and the bees start eating that weird green gel.
Okay, the bees eat the Okay. Huh.
Play to find out what happens. I don't know. The green gel could be bad.
I just need a second to think. Because, like, I had a plan for, like, narratively what the green jelly was doing, but, like, I hadn't considered the actual mechanics of what if one of you all had eaten some. I probably should have.
Chaos, baby.
I'm going to say the bees are going to get +1 forward to whatever it is you have them do next, but not you, specifically the bees. Whatever you tell the bees to do, they'll get +1.
Hell yeah.
All right. Damia.
Yeah.
Yeah, this logging truck is just, it's still just Mega Manning. It is throwing some more buzzsaws at you. What do you do?
Okay. I'm still committed to trying to, like, counter these buzzsaws.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the thing that goes faster pushes the other thing back, right? That's how physics works, I think.
It is today.
Yeah, sure. We're basically okay. Operating under cartoon logic here.
Yeah.
Because the sharpness is irrelevant if I have faster speed.
That is true. If you are faster, nothing else matters.
So I want to grab some more stakes. I want them to, like, bite my hair so I look like Medusa. I want to grab one, look at it in the eyes, and just start screaming as loud as I possibly can so that I can kick the buzzsaws back. I can parry them with my kicks. My judo kicks.
I'm gonna call this a scrap.
I think. I'd say so.
Okay. What is your POW is 2. We've got the moon and the chariot, which is your resonant card. So.
Where'd you learn Breathsaw Judo?
You identify what must be changed in this moment and you change it. Do you want to swap some stats?
Sure. I mean, this sounds like I'm being powerful, so let's swap Viz and POW.
Yeah, you just punch these saws right back into the logging truck. You, like, parry them. And they just shoot right back into the thing, and it just fucking explodes. And you hear H come over the speakers and say, "Right in 2 has been eliminated." Woo! And the crowd goes nuts, and... they're enjoying their jelly, and except for the ones that are kind of put off by the fact that bees are in their food, they're still having a good time. They're still enjoying the spectacle of it. Devlin.
Yeah. Okay. Am I beset by more boulders? What's the situation?
I would say you're still being beset by boulders.
Okay. Then at this point, I would like to try and, like, I'm not going to chase the car directly, but I do want to, like, set a course so I will cut it off from where, you know, where it's headed, and try and line up next to the side of it. And then I would like to try and lean out the passenger side of my car to punch the driver of the other car.
Okay, punch the driver of which car? Of the
concrete
of the cement
guy.
Truck. Okay.
Yeah, the cement truck.
To outmaneuver this guy, I'm going to say this is either Ellie or Jen. I'll leave it up to you.
I, in my heart, would love to say Jen, but I do think it's Ellie.
Okay, so you've got one Ellie.
I've got one Ellie.
And you draw Death, which is your resident card.
My resident card, haha.
Aha, okay. You power through all obstacles and seize the moment for you and your friends. Turn the phantom clock back an hour.
Back to one.
Yeah, I think you just punch this guy so this cement truck so bad it spins out and just falls into one of the lava pools you set up earlier, and now it explodes.
That's fucking right.
We are 3-for-3 on explosions.
I mean, that's what happens when you fall in lava, presumably.
Yeah, yeah.
Your gas tank ain't going like that.
Felicia.
Yes.
You are still being drained. You're countering it by feeding off of the crowd and having your bees feed off of the jelly, but something somewhere is still, like, sucking your vibes away. What do you do?
Is this an investigate type beat? Investigate type?
I'd say an investigator or a dredge, one or the other.
Yeah, okay. Let me dredge. I don't know if this is something I could investigate here, but yeah, let's dredge. I got two. Also, I don't know, can I use my bees for a plus one? The bees are out there like, hey, do you see anything that could be like 1,000 upon 1,000 of multifaceted eyes seeing everywhere?
Okay, yes, yeah, so you're using your bees to like as reconnaissance for.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll let you have that, and I'll even say it. I'm gonna let that burn the plus one. I would say. So we got 3 for this dredge, and true to what happened with Devlin before, as you tap into the undertow. You're going to hear H's voice go, oh, hey, what? Okay, so now you're poking around in here, huh? Well, okay, let's see what the cards say. Let's see, we got the Hermit, the Emperor, and the Empress.
Ooh, none of those are nothing to me. Okay, so those are all neutral, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm down with the Hermit.
Okay, your actions isolate you. Felicia, I think your bees are going to locate on the far end of the arena from you a hearse that is the one draining your energy. And I think the downside, because that was a neutral, is that the driver is going to redirect what their Eidolon was doing to drain you to draining your bees, and they're just all gonna like pop like a bunch of tiny balloons. Your bees are gone.
No! That was also my car!
Oh, right, that was your car.
It's cool. This is my way. I got this. Like, well, yeah, we can get my car back.
I guess you're the bees pop, and they just. I guess they just. The weird bee guts, like, reform into a car?
That could work. Also, yeah. I could just do this. Hey, snake car, pick me up. I speak animal. Hey, snake car. Hey.
I don't want to leave you without a car completely, because this is like a like that's kind of the whole gimmick of this thing is y'all have cars. I will say, as the car regenerates, it is. I'd say you're on one end of the arena. The hearse is on the other end of the arena, and the car reforms like halfway through, so you are still on foot right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're gonna need to figure out something to do about that.
Also, have all my bees popped. I'm okay with being like advancing my damage track. That seems like it would hurt.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I mean,
the snake car will.
That was
will
a dredge.
Over,
I don't want to hurt you on a dredge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it can be mean. It's a quick. I got 4 episodes.
Okay, sure. You're winded.
Me arguing to take more.
You're winded because you're mourning the loss of your bees.
But anyway, what were you saying, Crystal?
Yeah. The snake car will be called over. Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Damia, in addition to driving up to where Felicia's at, what do you do?
Against what?
Just in general.
Oh, I'm gonna drive to save Felicia.
Okay. Alright, Felicia, are you just, like hopping on top? Are you, like, climbing in the snake car? Like...
I'm gonna try and do the jump in, where you just... they just let you in, I guess. I'm gonna see if that works.
Okay, you know, I'll just let you do that, because I can't think of any reason not to. So yeah, you're in the car, and Damien's on top of the car. Car in massive quotes, because this is just a mass of snakes. And I'm gonna say a thunderstorm starts rolling toward the two of you, and right behind it is the boat that Devlin was dealing with earlier. What do you do?
Felicia?
Yes?
Can you take over? I really want to get off.
Of course. I'm trying. Of course, darling. Just relax. And I
okay,
fucking
see ya.
Have...
And she backflips off. Tears the snakes out of her hair.
So, here's the problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Damia, your fear is you driving the pile of snakes is what makes them go as a mass.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So now Felicia is just... They're not really in a snake mobile anymore. They're just in a pile of snakes now.
Well, she has animal powers.
You hop off, and the snakes just sort of come to a dead stop.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a thunderstorm.
I'm just on the ground holding a plate. Oh, okay. Sorry, snakes. I turned to Demiria. Is that a bite on your leg? Is that a snake bite?
Where? Oh my god, no!
Oh no, I don't know. How many of these snakes are poisonous? I think we only have 5 minutes to get the
They're
antidote.
They're all poisonous!
You had the biting on your head.
You had to bite you?
They're all poisonous.
They're scary. They're poisonous.
Damia, I'm gonna... I feel like I should have you take damage from all the poison.
Okay.
Reveal your master plan. I've already been poisoned.
I have been poisoned the whole
yeah,
time.
Okay, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. You have Princess Bride's snake venom, I guess. You're just immune to it now.
I don't think I'm immune to it. I think I'm vulnerable to snake venom.
Okay,
I
sure.
I think I'm battered.
Okay. Devlin,
we gotta
this...
win. We gotta win fast to get the antidote.
Devlin, you see all of this bullshit happen,
yeah.
And there's a thunderstorm heading toward your teammates. But before you can do anything to try and go and help them,
yeah,
your truck turns into candy.
Into candy.
Yeah, it's candy
Buu.
Now.
Majin, but yeah, Majin Buu.
Yeah.
So is it still now? My follow up question: is it still large and truck shaped?
It is
or
large.
Or is
truck
it just okay.
shaped? It's not moving anymore, though.
Okay.
And coming towards you is an ice cream truck.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It seems to be on a ramming trajectory, I assume.
Very likely.
Okay. First things first, I'm going to take the knob that controls the bass on my radio, and I'm going to eat it. And then I'm going to get on top of the car and wait for the ice cream truck to get close enough so I can jump onto it.
Sure. I'm going to call that an Ellie draw.
Sure.
And your Ellie is...
It's a one.
One, okay. The devil.
I'm just going to go ahead and get what I want at a price I can't afford. That sounds like exactly what's happening here.
Okay. You successfully jump onto this ice cream truck, but also the truck does hit your truck while it's made of candy, and it just explodes into pieces.
Man.
Yeah.
Who's in this ice cream truck?
Looks like an ice cream man.
Just generic ice cream man.
Yeah, he's wearing the uniform and everything.
Okay.
Like, it's even playing turkey in the straw. It's wild.
Okay.
It's kind of surprising you didn't notice this guy before now. It's pretty loud.
I think, can I, like, if I'm on, am I on the roof or the hood?
Which would you rather be on?
I would rather be on the roof.
Okay, you're on the roof, because I did destroy your truck. I should at least give you the being on the roof.
Give me the roof, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to try and, like, I'm laying on the roof of the car, and I'm reaching over the driver's side, and I just want to see if I can pull this guy out of the car and perhaps drop him in a lava pit or something.
I'm going to call that a scrap.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I have three pals.
All right, we got Wheel of Fortune. We got Judgment. We got the Tower.
Let's take the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, you were at the mercy of the fates. You do pull this guy out of the car, but it turns out he's also a really beefy guy and starts just sort of wrestling with you on top of the van.
Okay.
Also, I guess I'm supposed to, like, remove a card from the deck, so there goes the moon.
Yay!
The two of you are, like, grappling each other on top of the ice cream truck, and he does get a good hit in, so go ahead and take some damage.
Sure, sure, sure.
And also, here's where the Mercy of the Fates comes in. The ice cream truck with the two of you wrestling on the roof is speeding toward one of the lava pits.
Okay, great. I'm trying to decide if I should just liquefy this man, or... because I kind of just want to commandeer his ice cream truck. I kind of just want to steal his ice cream truck at this point.
I'll let you try. It'll be another scrap.
Okay, can I... the thing I want to do, I want to, like, try and, like, sneak by him, get in the car, and then as we are approaching the lava pit, slam on the brakes, so he flies off and into the lava pit.
Okay, if you're gonna try and get past him, I'm gonna call that an Ellie.
Okay.
Because that seems more like you're just trying to, like, not really fighting him, you're just sort of trying to get past.
No, yeah, I'm trying to slide under him, you know?
Okay. The Emperor.
Yeah, sure.
Since this is gonna be kind of a mixed success, I'm gonna say you do manage to climb into the driver's seat of the ice cream truck, but he is also, like, he follows, like, right behind you, and now you two are, like, wrestling inside the cabin of the truck.
Man.
So you're probably going to have to, like, try and fight this guy for the controls. Before that, though, let's swap over to our other contestants. Felicia and Damia, you're both just sort of standing around surrounded by snakes, and a thunderstorm hits you. What do you do?
I think that Demia is going to use her fear of dying of snake venom to speed up to Felicia, and she's going to touch her and say, "See it my way. Once per session, you may draw viz to change someone's Eidolon power. If successful, rewrite that power to include one of the materials from your own Eidolon power."
Yes.
I'm going to make Felicia's new Eidolon power: "My Eidolon helps me pursue my animal urges by transforming me or my speed into whatever animal I have pulled up on my hard drive."
Okay.
What's the fastest thing in your body, Felicia?
Fastest thing in my body of, I feel Cheetah is chalk. Cheetah is, like, obvious, a little too obvious. Anybody else got, like, a really fast animal I'm trying to think of? We can go with Cheetah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking speed, I think it just kind of has to be Cheetah, right?
Yeah.
So, like, are you turning into a Cheetah? Like, I'm not sure. What?
So you could normally turn into a Cheetah, but then now you can also transform your speed into animal.
Okay. I love Cheetah.
Okay. Okay.
So we're going to say the
Sorry, this
the kinetic
this is for
momentum.
Me. This is for Mike. This is for the GM. To what end? What is different about that compared to just having her turn into a cheetah? What is...
Well, if a cheetah can go fast, then that speed can also be transformed into animal. So you can sort of, like, chain... You can do, like, a combo where you, like, turn the speed into anything else, and then...
So,
for example, if you turn the speed into Cheetah, then the Cheetah has its own speed, and then you turn that Cheetah speed into more Cheetah.
So you're creating a fractal mass of Cheetah.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Okay. And
every time I hit a certain, like, fucking, what's it called?
Mach?
Yeah, I hit a certain speed, another speed, cheetah appears, and all the rest of the cheetahs get faster. Until there's just, like, entire herd of cheetah, even though cheetahs do not move in herds.
Okay, and what do these do? What do you have them do? Like, what do they do about the thunderstorm and the boat?
I think we're gonna go so fucking fast. We do the reverse tornado. You were a speedster once. You know how this one goes. We're gonna unravel the clouds. We're gonna just create a vacuum of speed around them.
I think I'm just gonna let you do that because I don't know how to make that into a draw.
Can it be a scrap? Because I got an ability for scrap. If I do,
you know
what?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And this is. Let's see. We got the Empress, Judgment, and the Tower.
Okay. I'm gonna do a rampage. Once per session, when you play a negative or neutral card while scrapping, you may discard the top 5 cards of the Fate deck. And Ferocity, when scrapping, treat negatives as neutral polarity. So I'm going to take the neutral card. Or wait, is there a negative in there?
There are 2 negatives in there.
There are 2 negatives in there.
I'm going to take the Tower. I'm going to make it neutral. Uh-huh. And I'm going to fucking burn all the rest of... burn 5 cards.
Well, good news. Those 3 cards were actually the last cards in the deck.
Woo!
So, should I just shuffle and then discard 5 cards? Like,
yeah.
I think that, well, those 2 cards would go back to the deck first, right?
Yeah.
So I think you burn those and then 3 more after you shuffle.
Right, okay. Let me shuffle here. All right, so you scrap with this thunderstorm, and I guess you disperse it. Let's see, we discard the Devil. We discard the Emperor. We discard the High Priestess. And so now the boat that was making these storms is completely exposed now. What do you do?
I just throw snakes on there. Fuck you!
Okay.
Have some snakes.
Alright, I'm gonna call that a snipe. And your Ellie is 2. So let's see, we got the Star and the Chariot.
Hell yeah, let's keep it going. Keep it rolling. Nothing but wins. The Star.
Okay, the Star. Yeah, so you throw snakes at this boat, and they hit the driver in the dick, and the boat explodes. I guess that's just what we're doing today.
It never fails, snake to the dick.
Damia.
Yeah.
You've been going a mile a minute with all the fear and everything.
Yeah.
You suddenly start feeling real fucking tired, though.
You know, the thing about, like, my blood pumping and, like, my blood pressure being crazy is that it actually, like, spreads the venom faster.
Oh, no!
Yeah. I will say this is also... I'll say this is kind of a crank situation. That I think the adrenaline is what's keeping you alive right now. And the problem is the driver of the hearse is now draining your energy. And the world starts going... a little bit. You barely have time to hear H come over the loudspeakers and say, "Tempest has been eliminated." And also, audience, I hope you like people exploding from their dicks being bit, because that's kind of what the theme of the day is.
I think that, like, as I get more and more delirious and closer to death from the snake venom, I start feeling this, like, profound peace, like oneness with the universe, and I start thinking, like, why was I so scared? There's nothing to be afraid of. Everything's all right.
Oh no!
Yeah, there was going to be a thing about you not finding snakes scary for a bit. So, that's not good. That's not good. I'm gonna say, go ahead and take some damage
from the venom.
From the venom and the being made tired and the fact that you're just kind of accepting it.
Okay, I'm desperate then.
Yeah. Devlin.
Yeah.
You're wrestling this guy in the cabin of this ice cream truck, and it is still hurtling towards some lava. What do you do?
I mean, shit, if we're hurtling towards lava, I want to try and kick the other guy hard enough against you know, to like bump him up against the passenger side door, and then roll my way out of the driver's side door while I do that.
Okay, I'm gonna call that a scrap.
Okay.
Let's see, we got death. We got temperance. We got the hermit.
I'll take death again. I'll take my resident again, that's good with me.
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's turn the phantom clock while it's already at
we
one.
We literally can't, yeah.
Literally can't, okay. Yeah, you just fucking boot this guy and, like, the action movie music swells as you, like, fucking dive and roll out of the driver's seat, and he goes, no! And he hits the lava and just fucking explodes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And,
breaking my car!
Yeah, and you hear, over the loudspeaker, chocolate chip trip has been eliminated.
So are we just down to the boat?
No, the boat's exploded. You're down to
the hearse. The hearse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Felicia, Damia's kind of seemingly dying.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to do something about that.
As she's dying, the snakes are also dispersing, and I'm kind of getting the feeling like, oh no, this could be it. How far away is the hearse?
It's certainly trying to keep its distance from you. I'm going to just go ahead and say about a football field away again, just because that's an easy thing for me to say.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to fucking go over, pick up Demia. How do you say your name? Demia?
Demia.
Demia. I'm going to pick you up, Demia. I'm going to say, hold on. Hold on for just a little bit longer.
It's okay. It's not
Don't
so bad.
Don't go into that good night.
It's so comfortable here.
I fucking while holding her up, I fucking point at the hearse, and I'm gonna fucking say, "Come at me, you fucking coward!" And I'm gonna use the fact that I got plus one to threaten. Is that a threaten or a dazzle? I'm gonna call this fucking hearse out.
Okay.
Have it run at me. I don't know.
It's not a threaten, I'll tell you that. You are not threatening this car.
Mm-hmm. I'm still gonna call that a dazzle.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm gonna like. Yeah, you think you're so fucking tough? Come at me, I guess.
All right.
You're trying to convince it to come at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll call that a glam draw. Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, that is, you are at the mercy of the fates. Do you want to take that?
Also, do I get the plus one for Dominion? I get a plus one dazzle?
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Wheel of Fortune or the Moon?
Oh, okay. Wheel of Fortune.
My plus one, please.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. No, I take the moon. I wanted that extra card. I'll take the negative.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I tried to draw the card closer to me, and I doesn't. What happens?
I'm just giving you levels this campaign. Earning XP does nothing for you.
Okay, I'll pick the Wheel of Fortune then.
No, don't be bullied into picking the Wheel of Fortune.
Whatever you want.
No, I'm taking the vote. I'm firmly committed.
Okay.
Negative.
Something unknown or unknowable interferes. Hey, do you remember when you guys put snakes in the vents?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun. That was so fun, Felicia.
I think some snakes are just going to fall out of the vents in the ceiling of the arena and just fall on you.
I'm normally cool, but they were unexpected.
And I think while you're distracted by that, the hearse is just going to start draining you as well. So you're also going to start feeling very tired, and now you're also getting bit by these snakes. I'm going to say go ahead and also take damage, Felicia.
Why is your car like this?
It's okay. We can become one with the snakes.
No!
We don't need blood. We can have venom. You've seen that movie, Venom?
Is that what that movie's about? Is accepting being poisoned by snakes?
Yeah.
It's, you know, we're all actors on the film set of life.
Devlin, it seems your teammates are either resigned to their fate or incompetent right now, so... But you're also just kind of on foot, so what do you do about this hearse? I will say, Felicia's car is also just sitting there in the middle of the arena. It did reform.
Oh, it's working now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess I don't know for sure. I assume that the hearse is about as far away as Felicia's car would be to me.
I would say that driver is deliberately trying to keep distance from other competitors, so I'd say it's further away.
Okay, okay. Well then, yeah, I guess if I can get in Felicia's car and go try and get the hearse.
Sure.
I was gonna try and, like, the whole time while these two have been doing nothing, I was sneaking up on the hearse even.
Okay. I'll let you do that even with the car.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I'll let you draw for it, but...
Yeah.
Also, hey, Felicia, remind me, what is your car when it's not an animal?
I think it's a very 70s-ass, inside is all fur, pink, leopard skin type vehicle.
Leopard skin?
So, really a vehicle built for stealth.
Yeah, and the outside is like, I don't know, a Chevy Nova? I don't know.
Okay. Devon, I'm going to call this an Ellie draw to sneak up on this guy.
Okay, yeah, give me my one card.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the Empress.
Yeah, sure, I'll create something.
Okay,
That's great for me.
I think what you're going to create is an opportunity to come at this guy, because he is going to notice you, but not until you've already gotten real close.
Okay, I want to just... The closer I get, I just slam on the gas... And, can I say that the windshield has yet to reform on the car? I guess I could draw for this, but I would like to... My idea is I want to crash into the hearse and then fly out the windshield and attack the person in the hearse.
I'm gonna say that's a scrap?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I think I would say so for sure.
I will say, I'm gonna give you -1 because he is now directing his power to drain your energy.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see, we got Judgment and the Lovers.
The Lovers is my dissonant card.
It sure is. What is your dissonant effect? Your brash actions cost you or your teammates something valuable. I think you get so tired that you sort of wobble a bit, and instead of running into the hearse, you just drive into the wall.
Oh.
And you do still successfully smash through the windshield. You just hit the wall.
Hit the wall? Yeah. Oh, man.
To go ahead and take damage for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
I have the dumbest solution.
Yeah, go for it.
Fucking venom running through our veins. I get one idea, my last idea to deal with the venom coursing through my veins, and hopefully maybe something to do with my lack of energy. So my Eidolon's sure. ability allows me to transport myself and my car to animal files I have on my downloaded top, right? My desktop. Yeah. You know what's good for dealing with a lot of toxicant in your blood? A big liver. I'm gonna turn into an elephant, the biggest elephant possible.
Uh-huh.
And simply cure my venom. Also, you said about the size of a football team, a football field away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if I turn into a blue whale and I just crush the hearse?
I'm going to call that a scrap.
Scrap.
Turn into a whale and land on this guy.
Well, hold on. What would you say is the size of this arena overall, Mike?
God.
Okay, blue whales are only 100 feet long. That's okay.
Okay, so yeah, they're about...
Oh, yeah, if a guy is a football field away, we're good to go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, we'll just call this a scrap. You have 3 POW.
We got
Justice, the Hanged Man, and the Sun.
Oh, the sun shines on my golden, my blue elephant body. Blue whale body.
Okay. Let me lay the scene out here. Damia, you are just sort of lying on the ground, sort of delirious. You've kind of resigned your fate to dying of poisons, although at this point you're not going to actually die from them. Because this whole business is about to be done. Devlin is Family Guy death posing in the corner of the arena. The guy with the hearse thinks he's won. He's got you all dead to rights. And then Felicia just sort of vanishes from his sight. And he's like, wait, what happened? Where did she go? And this fucking... this shadow rapidly grows over the driver of the hearse. and you can hear like a Looney Tunes-ass whistle sound of a large object plummeting from above as this whale just fucking lands on the hearse. And it also explodes, but the explosion is muffled because it's under a whale. And H comes over the speakers and goes, "Vicarious has been eliminated, I guess." Nice, nice, nice. Yeah. Oh, did I forgot to give the name of the cement truck driver when he died, didn't I?
Yeah.
Their name was Rosetta Stoned. Just for the sake of the audience.
Thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, okay, you have successfully won round two of the tournament.
Let's fucking go.
By the skin of your teeth. Thanks to reality warping magic and so on, your vehicles will be fully restored. So you don't have to worry about your truck being turned into Candy Devil, and it'll be back.
It's probably good that it's probably not good that I ate that radio piece then, probably.
We're not gonna worry about that. I don't think. So you all are once again escorted to your various dorms and garages, and feel free to heal up because it's time for some downtime. What do you all want to do?
Great. Let's see. So what do we know? We know that people are eating all the goop.
Uh-huh.
We know that this H guy does not appreciate anybody looking into anything.
Uh-huh.
So what would be good?
If you want to wait until next session to make your downtime moves and have some time to think about it, we can also do that.
Yeah, that sounds right by me. Although I think I know what Felicia's is.
Can I? Well, I mean, if you have one, then do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Having a brain the size of a blue whale has fucked Felicia up. She's like got a 1,000-yard stare of like, I had a blue whale brain. They're very different from a human brain. And they, like, go to bed and take a nap, and I want to commune with the undertow. And, like, I'm swimming in the undertow as, like, a blue whale.
All right, I think you're going to hear H's voice go, "Oh, seriously, you fuckers are in here again? All right, what is it?"
Ooh. Whale noises.
Okay, you're communing with the undertow to what end?
I guess finding out who H is would be my thing. Like, can I find out, like, a little bit of his deal, or...
Sure.
Well, actually, isn't downtime a move? Like, it's like,
yeah, yeah,
you get
a
vision
of the
future.
You commune with the undertow. You are trying to get a glimpse of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try and get a vision of the future. Do you want anyone to join you for this, or is this just you on your own?
Yeah, if anybody wants to come join me, they can.
Yeah, I'd like to join you. I also had a near-death experience that has led me to become a more spiritual person.
Okay. Yeah, you're both in sort of this weird delirium dream space in the undertow. You hear H go, "Oh, fuck, there's two of you at once. God damn it." Okay. What? Decide some minor victory that you want to achieve during the next uptime. What is it?
Ooh, okay.
I want fucking, like, half the fucking crowd next time has, like, cat ears or, like, goat ears or something. So, like, even if I haven't turned people into furries yet by magical means, the fucking crowd that is eating the elixir is like, you know what? What if I did have goat horns? So people are starting to dress like animals next
so
time.
So you want to convert the crowd into Therians?
Yes.
I'll let you do this, but I am also curious to what end?
Oh, I think it's funny.
Okay, Chris, are you good helping with this move?
Uh-huh.
I think that we need to become more connected to our animal natures, right? Because all this human stuff is just causing us to be afraid for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so your minor victory is you want to convert the audience into furries.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what advantage that conversion, but I guess we'll figure that out when the time comes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm just spitballing.
While I'm in the undertow, right?
Uh-huh.
Mindscaping. Once per session, while you are in the undertow, you may draw Viz to call upon your Eidolon's transformative power to reshape your physical surrounding as you see fit. Describe how your changes to the undertow affect the real world.
Okay, yes. Let's do this one draw at a time. So Felicia, we'll do your commune with the Undertale real quick. You have a biz of two. So you have the Magician and the World.
I'll be nice and take the Magician.
All right. On a positive card, you see good fortune. The GM will ensure you achieve the victory you've described. So I'm just going to make a note here. Just put audience turns furry. Just that's my note to myself for session three.
I'm sorry to do this to your mini campaign,
Mike. No, you're good.
Mike.
You're good. I'm kind of deliberately playing up my reaction here, but... okay, all right. Now, Crystal, your move. How does mindskipping work? You are just draw biz. Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to do here. So what are the physical surroundings of this Undertow space?
So the Undertow space is... I did the fucked up thing of making the Undertow the guy's Eidolon because Tool has a song called Undertow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to think about what this means.
If we're in M's soul, that suggests to me I want to like find his fears.
Okay, you're in H's soul, and you want to find his fears.
H, not M.
Yeah. His greatest fear is, you know, well, I should probably have you draw first. So you have the Hierophant and Strength.
I'll tell you what. Whenever burning for you, when anyone plays a card, you may transmute a piece of your soul into raw energy to fuel greater success. Use the polarity and forecast of the world. You can go ahead and discard the Hierophant because I'm turning it into the world. And to describe what I gave up to make that happen.
Uh-huh.
If I want to access H's fear, I think I have to give up my own fear.
So I was going to shuffle the deck after this. You can just take strength. TBH.
No, I want to take the world.
Okay.
It's going to be relevant to what I want to do. So what is H's greatest fear?
H's greatest fear is that the ritual that this tournament is a part of will not go through, and he'll have to start all over again.
Okay. I'm going to take that fear, and I want to transform that fear into speed. So that H no longer has that fear, but instead, everything that H does is on 100 times fast forward. And because all of our Eidolons are here because of H, is that correct?
Yes.
Everything in this little world that he's created is now on 100 times fast forward.
I'm not sure what the ramifications of that would be.
Okay, so imagine doing something but doing it like 100 times fast forward. What would that be like?
Okay.
We're in a place where just time moves faster, or we move faster. All of our actions are faster, but time moves regular.
You're like, we're in like a reverse hyperbolic time chamber. We're
doing clock stoppers now.
Yeah,
we're doing clock stoppers.
So you're like clock stoppering the entire tournament?
Yeah, the entire tournament is moving 100 times faster than the rest of the world. So that means like this space is also like developing and aging faster.
Okay. To what end?
I think we
just close it off here.
I just want to know what are you hoping the ultimate consequences of this to be?
I want us to come out like, I want us to like make this place into like a wormhole, and we come out into a new universe.
So the grand prize of the tournament is you get a wish that rewrites reality. So you could have just done that.
No, it's gonna happen no matter who wins.
Okay.
There's only.
I'm gonna. This is a thinker. I'm gonna need to boil my noodle for a bit on this. Figure out what happens here.
Happy episode two, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sure. We'll do that. We'll figure out what the consequences of all that are going to be later. Devlin, did you have a downtime move?
I was kind of going to just try and gather information about the next round, perhaps, but maybe, I don't know.
Do it fast.
You're going to do a time lapse now.
This whole question is just going to be a montage.
Yeah.
Hey. But you got to keep in mind, everyone else is also 100 times faster, so relative to everyone in this arena, we're all moving at the same speed.
So it kind of seems like nothing happened.
No, because the rest of the world is moving 100 times slower than we are.
So basically, this tournament's going to end 2 days sooner.
Yeah.
Is what you've done. You've rewritten reality to make the tournament
Because, okay, if you think about, like, the rotation of the Earth.
Luke should be on this one. This is a Luke.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Let's Devlin, do your downtime move. I'll ask Luke off mic. What are the ramifications?
I'll figure something out. It's on me to figure out what's going to happen here.
I would just like to know maybe an Eidolon power or two that will show up next time, please.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm looking. I'm keeping it simple, you know.
So I haven't actually written that yet because I've been doing this on an episode by episode basis.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'll just say, we'll just hold that off until the start of the next session.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
All right.
Devlin walking towards, you know, just running around, walking around the place like, I feel like nothing's changed, but everything's different now.
I feel like I've been multiplied by one.
100.
Yeah, okay, I feel like, I need to put a button on this, because we need to have... this episode needs to end on something. Okay, here we go. So, back in the arena, at 100 times speed relative to the rest of the universe, but at normal speed to all of you, as the dark hooded figures consuming the green jelly continue to draw power from the death and destruction that you all have been, like, that you all have wrought, a symbol begins to draw itself in the dirt of the floor of the arena, and it seems like it's beginning to form a perfect circle.
Hello, dear listener. It is I once again, Tiberius, from the cast of the eclectic and the exciting show known as Eidolon Playtest. But hey, this is an outro. I don't think I've been on one of these in a while. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I just got done recording the finale to Tool. It's real fun, real funny. I hope you've been enjoying Tool so far. It's been a nice to let loose and just kind of be a little silly with it for this one. Sometimes we do like to get deep in our longer seasons. We go more in depth and stuff, and get more emotional and dramatic. But this one, sometimes it's just fun to just make a bunch of weirdos and knock them against each other, you know? And that's what we're doing in Tool. I hope you're having a good time. I sure had a good time playing Luke's character. I hope I did it justice. I hope I did Felicia Forfinity justice. I hope you're all having fun out there. One of the things that you should do to help us out, if you like this show, if you like what you just heard, one thing that really helps us out is a donation. If you go to our Patreon, you can donate at the $1, $3, $5, and $10 level. You probably already know this. You get certain benefits for doing it, donating at those levels. $1, you get the episode early. If you're currently listening to this on blank, you could be listening to it on blank. Anyway, you can listen to the episodes 1 week early. At the $30 level, you get access to playlists. We're got a Tool coming down the pipe. We did a Florence and the Machine one that should be out. And yeah, tons of stuff
you know, a whole backlog of music, by the way. One of the things I do like to tell people, if you're like a $1 tier, you can always like jump up to the $3 or $5 or $10 tier for like a month and then jump back just to like dig into the vault, because there's a lot of cool stuff. But if you do want to keep paying for us at the $5 and $10 level, we appreciate that. You keep us able to do this, able to, you know, cordon off the time, able to do all the editing that goes into this stuff, able to, you know, do server costs, all that stuff. We really appreciate you. And one of the ways we show that appreciation is we read the names. So here's to our Patreon donors, our glorious benefactors, Patreons of the week: Tony Androsky, Hazel, Bree Stapleton, Gamzee, Chels Galactica, Rainy Days, Person, Great Big James, Ace Warlock, Ryliff, L. Tantity, Siobhan Peridot Rose, Jordan Sam, Nobodies, The Athema, Mallory, Spades Gaming, Velvet Dragon, Fire Princess Reviews, Cersei X, Copper Popper, Nasty Pass, Robert Joseph, Dresviz, and the Stan user formerly known as Austin. Thank you for spending some time with us. See you next week!